BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm Louise, I'm 21, and I'm from Nottingham. You might not know this, but I like to bathe with a hedgehog. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Becky is here.
Salut, ça va?
Chris is here.
Hello.
And Louise, our show introducer, bienvenue.
Thank you.
I need to know everything about this hedgehog of yours.
Okay, where would you like me to start?
Well, what's it called?
He's called Hugo.
How long have you had Hugo?
Of course.
We've had him since about January, so he's still quite young.
Why did you decide to get a hedgehog?
I think I was revising for exams last year, and someone sent me a YouTube video of a really cute hedgehog. And then I just spent the whole revision period, like, obsessed with looking at YouTube videos of really cute hedgehogs. My boyfriend got obsessed with him as well, and so we moved into a flat this September, and we were like, let's just, you know, increase it by getting a hedgehog, why not?
So did you think to yourself, this is about the time in our relationship where it's time to get a hedgehog?
Pretty much, yeah. It seemed like the natural step forward.
Can you just get one? I don't know where, like, is it even illegal to get a hedgehog?
Yeah, it's all fine.
Yeah. No, we checked, it's all, like, it's all okay. We didn't just, like, grab him out of the garden and put him into a cage. We bought, they're called African pygmy hedgehogs.
Oh, is he really tiny then?
He's not as tiny as we thought he was going to be.
Are you going off him now because he's getting bigger?
No, but it's like, you know when you hear those stories about people buying micro pigs and then they're real pigs?
I ordered a pig once for the show and was promised it was a baby piglet, and it turned out to be one of those massive ones. It was like rocking the size of the van when it turned up.
I remember being outside and you said that you'd ordered a small pig, and I can hear it bolting against the sides of this van, like, boof. I was like, that ain't small.
It was when he got those metal, you know, like the crash barriers they have at gigs. When he got, like, a load of them out of the van, I was like, this ain't no piglet.
It was a full-on hog.
Yeah, it was.
The boar.
What are you doing with the pig?
Oh, it was a long story. We wanted to take it for a walk to a coffee shop across the road and see if people looked, but that feature never took off.
I could do that with Hugo.
You should.
I could take him for a walk to a coffee shop.
Before he gets too big, the size of a boar. So did you say you sometimes take a bath with Hugo?
Yeah. So we put, like, a few inches of water in the bath, put him in the bath. That's not how I clean myself. Like, I have showers, I don't just bath with him.
You don't use him as a loofah.
<You're kidding. laughs> No, that would be so painful.
Poor little Hugo.
Here's the thing, Louise. I know you have to keep your hedgehog clean, and I know that you obviously have good personal hygiene.
Yeah.
But you don't need to get in the bath with him.
Well, just like paddling, just to keep him company, so he doesn't feel like he's being stared at.
I don't think I could have a bath with an animal. It's just a weird thing, isn't it?
Could you not? You can't rule out all animals. You can't just make such a sweeping statement like that. You can't go, I'm not having a bath with any animal. There must be one animal you're prepared to get in a bath with.
What would you get in a bath with?
A pig?
No, you
would not. It would be
not.
Funny. Think of it.
It'd be hilarious.
It's so much worse than a hedgehog.
No, it'd be awful.
A cow?
You're not thinking, no.
Any farmyarder I could do.
No, you couldn't.
How would you get a cow to your bath?
Exactly.
Do you have cows near your bath?
No, but I think I just like the image of it. There must be an animal you'd get in the bath with, Chris.
I'd do a crocodile.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Like... Would you and the pig be wearing sunglasses?
Yeah, no, those shower caps.
I can imagine you and a pig with one of those, you know, one of those, like, sticks, the things that wash your back. Like, both of you, the pig and you, just sort of doing your backs. Like.
Okay, this is weird. Well,
it's being a bit weird.
Yeah. Louise, it's good to speak to you. Thank you for introducing the show today.
Can I ask you a question, Scott?
Yes.
So my boyfriend and I have we have a board in the middle of our kitchen which is adding up our Scott Mills points.
Yep.
And I was wondering if I get any extra points for introducing the show.
How many have you got?
Like, well, right, okay, this is a bit embarrassing because we've been listening to the show for years, but we only started an official toll about a week ago. So actually, at the moment, I'm only on 50 and he's only on 40. I have got many more than that in the past. But I mean, it would be amazing if I could.
Do you know what? Not your boyfriend, but you can have a complimentary 5 Scott Mills points.
5, okay.
Is that all right?
I'm hoping for, like, 250. You know, like when you find an innuendo bingo and you
get 250. Yeah, well, that involves work, doesn't it?
Oh, okay.
You know?
Well, I'll add 5 on.
Is there really a board in your kitchen?
No, actually, it is. Yeah, it's a bit lame, isn't it?
Would you send us a picture of you and Hugo together, please?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're not saying in the bath, are you?
Not in the bath. Maybe,
can't do that.
Maybe next to the board with the Scott Mills points on.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Okay.
Right, send it to 81199.
Okay.
Lush, thank you.
No problem. All right, thanks.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Kaylee's been on Twitter saying, on your last ever broadcast on Radio 1, whenever that will be, will you finally reveal who boffed Kesha? Do you know what? On my last day, I think I'm prepared to do that. Yeah, I am. I haven't heard from Kesha for a while. I hope she's all right. I was supposed to run naked in the New Forest with her at some point, wasn't I? I can't even... You know when you do a show every day, I can't... No, obviously not. But you, when you say stuff every day, you're like, I have no idea why I ever agreed to do that or how that conversation came about in the first place. Why did I agree to run with her in the New Forest? Can anyone on this show remember? She was bang up for it, though. But yes, I will reveal it on my last ever broadcast, Kaylee. Don't want to worry about that.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Also on our last ever show. Not that we're saying we're going to be off anytime soon. Stuck with us. You, Becky, need to tell all the listeners who laughed at that massive poo that they all thought was Chalisa.
Oh, yeah.
On the last show. Don't you?
Well, eh? We did say it was Chalisa, didn't we?
Oh, well done. Did
no,
we say that?
No, one of our listeners was a detective. Do you not remember this? In Dear Scott. And Chris Moyles had said that Chalisa had once gone into the toilets with the massive poo and blah, blah, blah. And then one of our listeners put two and two together and was like, there can't have been two people in the story with...
Right, so we're saying it was Chalisa that laughed at massive poo. That's already out there, is it?
Was that going to be an exclusive in the book?
Well, you see, I can't... I can't keep up with everything we do. So there you are, Carrie. There's your answer. You don't need to wait till the last show. Me and Chris boshed some football banter last night, didn't we?
Yeah, it was a bit of a weird one. Seemingly, Scott, were you actually watching the football?
I was for a bit, but I got a bit bored. I turned over to 50 plastic surgery disasters on E4, which was incredible. I had to wait to... Well, I got to number 5, and I had to go to bed.
Were you? So you weren't in the pub watching
no.
it?
No, it's one of them countdown shows that go on for far too long. It's like, I do like plastic surgery disasters, but am I really going to stay up that late to see who number one is?
And you missed the top four, the four best ones. You will never know.
I'll never know. I know number 5 I got to, Jackie Stallone. Yeah, Jackie, that was it.
But I was quite impressed with your effort of watching at least a little bit of the football. So I know it's not really your thing. It's like when you text me recently saying you were watching Match of the Day.
Yeah, that's because my dad was staying.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Okay, so what we're doing now, we're recounting our football banter.
Yeah, so you sent me some texts, I sent you some texts, and I was so amazed by these texts from you that I've actually got them voiced up by an actor. Can't afford any actors, so...
You said it was an actor and then said you can't afford any.
Yeah, so what I've done is I've got the voice of the tweets, I've put him through a voice changer, it's just him.
Oh, the man that normally reads the tweets.
All the same, here's the text.
Okay, so here's Chris, first of all, this is Chris's text.
Are you watching the football?
To which I reply...
I am!
Sounds just like you.
And then Chris says...
We are lucky so far.
I'm a bit confused at that point.
So I was trying to engage you in some banter, you know? Because we've been quite lucky up to then in the game. Basically, there'd been a disallowed goal.
Right.
And so England were lucky to have not had that against them.
And that's why you said...
We are lucky so far.
So I say...
Why?
And it's like, how have you missed the most sort of crucial moment in the game?
Why?
I don't know.
They talked about it for so long. And they did so many replays.
Maybe my attention wasn't on it fully. Then Chris says...
They scored! The ball crossed the line. But we got away with it.
How can you get away with it? And I say...
Ha! Awkward.
It is awkward though, isn't it?
I've come to the conclusion that you never really pay attention to anything that's going on your phone and you have like a stock set of answers. Because I always get a, ha, awkward, or a, why?
I've never heard awkward. I've never heard a moment in football being described as awkward.
So hang on, let me get this right. So was it the Ukraine?
So possibly the biggest, most controversial moment of the match last night.
Right, they scored, yeah?
Ball crossed the line.
Right,
yeah.
So they scored.
Yeah.
Right. But it was disallowed.
And it was disallowed, and you've somehow missed this.
Right, so Therefore,
or you've seen it and just ignored it.
That's perfectly good comment, because all the Ukrainian players know that they've scored. All the English players also know that they scored, but they're disallowing it. And that does, that warrants a...
Ha! Awkward.
But it is, it's awkward for everyone involved.
But technically you're correct.
Everything. It's like, oh, my legs stopped working. A few weeks ago, you're just like,
ha! Awkward.
No, I didn't.
I didn't say that.
You just can't really use that with football. I've just never really heard that before.
Chris says.
Yep.
But you agree with me that it was awkward.
Because I was with my mates at the time. I was like, this is absolutely ridiculous what I'm reading on my phone.
And I say.
Did it actually? Does the ref need glasses?
I think that was your attempt at some banter there with me. But
Chris says.
No.
My dad used to say that. My dad used to play football, and he would often shout out, "The ref needs glasses!" So that's why I thought I'd throw that one in there.
Did it actually? Does the ref need glasses?
Just something my dad used to say. I thought it was perfectly good. I thought I actually did quite well there.
Well, for you.
Yeah, thank you. Anyway, when are they next on?
Next on Sunday.
Okay.
Sunday evening. What are you doing then?
I'll be at Radio 1's Hackney Weekend, live on air with Trevor Nelson between 7 and 10 with a wrap-up of all the best live music from that weekend.
You could probably
and alternative commentary? Or?
No, not, absolutely not.
I was going to say, you could probably have exactly the same conversation with him. If you just text the same things, you'll just get back, ha, awkward.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you will, because I won't be watching it. Awkward.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Friend of the show, Noel Clark, is on after 2. How many times do you have to be on this show to be called friend of the show? Because I think I've met him twice.
Oh, twice before and this is his third time?
No, this will be the second time.
Okay. Is that right? That's what... If I think anyone who bothers to come back is friend of the show.
I know. It means that it wasn't that horrendous the first time round, doesn't it? It says, yeah, it was okay.
It's quite rare.
Yeah, well, yeah, it is rare. Apart from the Hoff, who's here every 2 weeks. But he doesn't know any different. So, Noel Clark, after 2 o'clock, off of Kidulthood and Adulthood, and he's in the new Star Trek. But he's not really talking much about it, so we'll see what we can grab out of him after 2 o'clock. Do you like Star Trek?
There's no right... Well, there is a right answer, and that's to say yes, but no, I've never seen any of them.
Any at all?
No.
Chris, you seen Star Trek? Does
but
it interest
I can do
you?
The finger thing.
Can you?
Yeah. Look, I'm doing it now, with the fingers. Can you do that? Some people can't do it. The one that doesn't speak can do it.
Yeah. Is that it?
You sort of had to move yourself into position, though.
Yeah, what's the one he does
I have to
on
do
man
that for everything.
Versus, man vs. Food, he does that. Is that just that
one? No, it's a completely different one. That's nothing to do with Star Trek. That's Man vs. Food one.
Yeah. Steve, are you a Star Trek fan?
Oh, yes. So Noel Clark will
Who's
be here.
Who's your favourite?
Hmm?
Who's your favourite of Star Trek?
Dr. Spock.
Another.
Another one.
That is one off of Star Trek.
Who else?
Oh, no, it's not.
Is it not?
I just said Spock as well.
Dr. Spock. There's no... It's Mr. Spock. There's no Dr. Spock.
Is that Star Wars?
No, Spock's in Star Trek, but he's not a doctor, I don't think. He's not qualified
Well, this
yet.
Is going well.
Is he not a doctor? Oh, right, okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Noel Clark.
Hello, sir.
We like to call you friend of our show, even though you've probably been here once.
Once.
Yeah.
But this is twice now. This is twice, and I am a friend.
You are a friend. Thank you very much for coming in to see us today.
Thanks for having me.
We need to watch him, Becky, because he has been known to dangle cakes and donuts teasingly in front of his co-stars recently.
Indeed.
What was that for? Fast Girls?
Fast Girls, yes, when they were training and had to do their... I was helping them. I was like, help me help you. I will eat this donut so you don't have to.
Does it work like that?
Of course it does. They had to be in shape. I didn't have to be in shape.
So you're like, nom, 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 nom.
Yeah, no,
like,
no, more like...
It's just covering your face.
Yeah, the whole thing, man.
If people don't know about Fast Girls, it's about, obviously, a sprint team, right?
Yes.
So they had to be in shape. They had to... Are we allowed to say the word Olympics?
Yes, Olympics. We were allowed to...
La, 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 la.
Yeah, Olympics, yeah. We weren't allowed to use it in the film, but, we're, you know, we could say it.
But that's what the film is about.
Yes.
So he was just stuffing them with cakes or trying to... Yeah. Did they have any willpower?
No. No, of course they did. Yeah, no, they did. They had loads of willpower. They trained very hard. You know, it was almost like, you know, in greyhound racing, when you have the little thing and it goes and they... I felt like running off with a cake tied to a stick and have them run after it, but I was told it wouldn't be very sporting of me. So.
Now, your new film, Storage 24, sounds amazing. because you are trapped in one of those storage units. I have never set foot inside them. I always see them. They're always like on retail parks.
Yes.
And I always see them and think, they look weird, but I've never actually been inside one. What happens? Have you? You've been inside one.
Yeah, we've got, me and my boyfriend have got a storage.
Becca's got one, she knows.
Yeah, they're really, I don't want to watch this film. Well, I do, but part of me doesn't, because they really freak me out already. Like, you go in, and it's like a really small, well, kind of really long corridor, and you've got the doors either side, but there's lots of, like, corrugated, like, metal, and they pump this sort of music through to try and chill you out, to stop you from freaking out.
That's if you have music in the one you're in, but yes.
There's so many doors, and they're all locked with like massive padlocks, and you're like, what's in
you
there?
You never know what's behind it.
What's in there? And every so often, because they're so quiet, apart from this music, you'll come into some, like, you'll bump into someone else,
right.
And you're like, well, what have you got in yours?
And they'll give you an awkward nod.
What,
like,
have you got in
yours?
Like, yeah.
And you walk by,
no,
like,
really says anything.
And then you, as you walk away, you kind of look over your shoulder, like, he's not going to just attack me and drag me into a storage unit.
Oh, it's horrible. You
know? So, a perfect setting for quite a scary film.
Perfect setting for a scary film. And, Bex, like I said, if you don't like those places already, you will never set foot in one of those places again. Like, the whole thing was like, we wanted to do something exciting and different, but to keep the budget down, we had that location, and it was a perfect location.
So where is the scary storage one, just to let her know?
Oh, they're all scary.
Yeah, no, they are. So I've been in quite
but
a few.
But we built ours, because no, for some reason, no storage company would let us shoot in their thing. I can't think why.
can't imagine why not.
So we had to build it.
So you can put whatever you want in there.
Yeah, and that's what's so weird. They don't really ask you or search you when
you're
you go.
You're supposed
in.
To not, but they don't always check.
I was reading earlier, because I did a bit of research.
Good.
People live in there.
Well, I heard one story. I did read one story about a man up north who kind of was getting divorced from his wife and whatnot, and he kind of was, you know, he would live in there. He would kind of, how true it is, I don't know, but he would wait till they changed shift in the evening. He would go in, he'd sleep in there. Next morning, he'd get up and go to work, and he did this for a month or so, and then got found out. And I've kind of used that in the film a little bit too.
There was also a girl who lived with her boyfriend or something, and they had a normal flat, but then they would have like a games room with, you know, proper machines in the storage room. They would hire out one of the storage rooms just to be their games room.
Now, that is a good idea.
It's not a bad idea, that.
That is a great idea. I'm going to the games room. I'll be back in 5 hours.
Yeah. So, you're trapped in one of these. Your one's a maximum security storage unit.
No, it's a regular storage unit. But yeah, what happens is when there's a military cargo plane that crashes into London and the city gets locked down, so R1 gets locked down and then becomes sort of maximum security.
Okay. And
we're trapped inside.
The one you are in, obviously something begins smashing its way through.
Yes, indeed.
We've seen the trailer. Yes. And yeah, that looks scary enough.
It's pretty scary, yes. The cargo of the military cargo plane escapes and gets into the storage facility, and then it kind of scuttles around the place and hunts people like Bex. Yeah.
And do you get kind of picked off one by one?
Indeed we do. Indeed we do, and it's awesome.
I bet you don't know.
Well, I mean, I have to say, we don't want to spoil the film.
You wrote it. You can't. I'm not having myself picked off by whatever
it
is.
I just want to say, I don't want to spoil the film for everyone. You know, people have to watch the film. Obviously, I'd love people to support it. Yeah. But we are doing something very special here. You are going to see a sci-fi horror film where the brother does not die first. And that is a landmark. That is a landmark achievement. A landmark achievement that we are. You're right there, Scott. You're right, mate. Yeah, that we are doing.
And, it's different.
So, yeah.
So you say the budget was low, because obviously we're used to seeing all these massively expensive American sci-fi films. So it's quite ambitious, right, for a British film?
Yes, it's very ambitious for a British film. The budget was low, but the way we do that is obviously by having the one location, you know, and then we tried to put the budget into the CGI, into the VFX, because we have a really cool thing that's trying to take everyone out. And, you know, we put a lot of VFX into that to make it look as high concept and as you know, punchy as any of the American stuff, you know?
Obviously, the whatever it is that might be trying to get you, you don't see it at the time.
No, not straight away.
So you must have to perfect your scared face. Now, do you do that at home in front of the mirror? Because I would.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, occasionally.
Because you've got to make it look lifelike, haven't you, Noel?
Yeah, you've got to make it like. But remember, I was in Doctor Who, you know.
That's so true.
You know, my scared face and my sprinting prowess was a little bit better. my scared sprinting technique was a little bit better than some of the other actors, because I've been doing it for years, you know.
Yeah, but do you have to practice that before? Well, you have to take
off your wrong foot. So if you're right footed, take off your left, because then you stumble a little bit, and you know, and that's your You see? No, I made that up. But, but you know, that
oh, we haven't really used that.
I was really getting insight then for a second.
Good technique.
Yeah.
Stumble off your wrong foot, crawl away, take a couple of steps, and then go.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Sweeney in Glasgow, who, as we speak, is putting up hundreds of posters for Stories 24.
Ah, fantastic. Thank you very much, Sweeney in Glasgow.
Yeah, it's putting them up everywhere. I saw on your Twitter as well, you're asking people to send in photos of where you've seen the
poster.
Yeah,
if they see the phone boxes or the posters, just tweet them in.
Jack in Essex says, I'm a massive fan of Noel Clarke. He's a great inspiration to young people, and I'm really looking forward to this new film.
Thank you.
Karen says, can't stop giggling about running off your wrong foot.
Try it, Karen, try it.
Dean on Twitter says, Mills, you really will believe anything. Stumble off your wrong foot, lol. See, I was lapping it up. I was thinking, at some point, if I need to look scared, this will be useful.
I could go off my wrong foot.
Well, me and Chris were like, oh, we're getting a real insight into how to be an actor here. And you could have told us absolutely anything. Like, you can make up another one now, and we'll be like, oh, really?
Well, you know when you are actually doing stage fighting?
Yeah.
The best thing to do is always hold the weapon upside down to practice, because if you hold it upside down to practice, it makes it so much easier when you hold it the right way up.
Really?
Yeah.
There we are. See?
No, of course not. But there you go.
No, but I wasn't sure.
If you said that before. Now, Chris is always working on new film ideas. I mean, that's important because a lot of people text in whenever we have you on saying that, you know, you are an inspiration to them because they're just starting out maybe at university and they're doing some writing and they're starting to make their own short films. Chris is also all over this, and he would quite like to hear your kind of take on what he's got so far. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine. Go for it.
Just pitch you a couple.
Yes.
First one is going to be a bit like Homeward Bound. I don't know if you remember that film. It had some dogs in.
Yes, the thing with the dogs, yeah.
But it's about my mate Gus.
Is he a dog?
So, no, it's one man on a night out.
He does have a dog name.
He does. Well,
Gus.
Here, Gus. Gus.
It is a dog's name.
Come on, Gussie.
One man on a night out in Southampton. Can't remember what hotel he's staying in. Leaves his wallet and his phone in a cab in a stupid drunken moment. Dressed as a Smurf, he decides his only hope of survival is to head back to Tooting. Will he make it to Tooting? Gus, the movie.
That is awesome.
Based on a true story.
It's a true story. It's his mate Gus
that's pretty good,
in Southampton,
man,
who got lost.
Good.
So he's got to get all the way down the M3.
Yeah.
Down
as
the
a Smurf.
Ooh, that's an adventure.
And everything that comes with that late at night.
Well, yeah,
that's pretty good,
like
man.
Fleet Services.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you could have an adventure in the service station. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty good. Yeah. What if he's being tracked by people that want their Smurf costume back?
Yeah.
And you have a thriller as well.
You see, this is what I like. When we've got Noel Clarke in, he'll add layers to your quite flimsy story.
Yeah. Well, this is the whole point of this sort of
Q&A. That was good. What's the next one?
Pie Hard. An angry ex-chairman has poisoned the pies at Watford Football Club. It's a busy match day when the poison pies take effect. And here's where it starts to be a bit similar. Environmental Health put Vicarage Road into quarantine. It's all shut down. But what will people do when there's nowhere to go and no pies to eat? Will fan turn on fan? Will everyone survive to pie another day? Sets the music of Elton John.
Former Watford manager.
Yeah, that's the chairman guy, yeah.
Former Watford manager, I'd love it if Elton John managed a football club.
Just go out and play, boys.
Not manager, I got that wrong.
No, that's awesome, because the pies could turn people into, like, pie-eating zombies who then want to start eating each other.
Again. I've never seen a pie-eating zombie.
There you go. And then they'll be stuck in the thing and, you know.
And it could be like Best of British, couldn't
it?
Yeah. The pies and the people.
When the pies kind of poised because they're poisoned, they come out the other side. It could be like Candle in the Wind playing and stuff like that, you know.
Last one.
Thanks again. Also, I don't think you can go with Pie Hard as a title. It just sounds like one of those dodgy versions of famous films. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that one with, what was it?
Uh-oh.
Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, right.
The other version of that.
Saving Ryan's...
That.
Yeah.
You can't have that.
Okay, last one. I think my favourite. Oceana's 11.
Right.
Group of lads try and rob a nightclub. Will they pull off the biggest heist of their lives, even when foam comes into play?
So imagine it. There you are, Oceana's in Watford.
Yep.
Okay. They're all there. They try and rob... Well, they try and rob a nightclub, but there's a foam party on at the time, which slightly thwarts them.
Right. That's fantastic. That's awesome as well, because, you see, the foam could be a gateway to, like, Atlantis. that they, you know, they didn't know about, and they go in there trying to rob the thing. Next time, next minute, they've got mermaids and mermen talking.
It's
to
a bit
them
like that in Oceanus, isn't it?
Well, it is with the disco room. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Just one minute you're there at normal in a, like a ski lodge, and the next minute you're in a stock
exchange, facing a sea creature.
Yeah, boom. Exactly. There's something in that. Oceanus 11.
Which out of those three, Oceanus 11, Pie Hard, or Homeward Bound style film, Gus the movie, working title, which do you think is a runner?
Well, I like the dogs, you know, but I've got to say, Pie Hard is the one.
Right. Okay. Obviously, if we change the name.
Yeah.
So it doesn't sound like some saucy thing. Yeah. Noel, thank you very much for coming in to see us again.
Thanks for having me.
Always really good to see you. And we need to go and watch Stories 24, even though Becky is will never set foot in one again.
No, out on June 29th.
Thank you, Noel.
Thank you.
Good to see you again. Cheers.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Thanks to Noel Clark for coming in. I'm really glad I asked him about Star Trek. I completely forgot. Oh, what an idiot. He would have revealed everything to us. All that we could find at the moment is that he's a family man with a wife and two young daughters. I would have crowbarred all of it out of him. None of us have seen any Star Trek, have we? Doesn't stop us up, have we?
You'd know if you'd seen it, Chris, don't you?
Look, Dr. Spock.
No, and I'm sure you just said, oh, we didn't ask him about Star Wars.
Star Trek, I said.
Did you definitely?
Thanks for listening. Do pay attention.
Okay.
You just did the...
In his face. Yeah. I didn't know. Well, you don't. You've never seen it, right?
No. I don't think so, honey.
No. I regret that yesterday, looking back.
That was your response to Chris saying...
I think I'd quite like to work in fashion now. Yeah. I don't think so, honey.
Awkward.
Yeah, but a lot of people would have liked to have known about the next Star Trek film, even though we've never seen it, any of them. So sorry, I completely forgot there. But what a nice man. Thanks to Noel Clark for coming in.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Emily, Harry, Toby and Dr. Hewson in science. Dr. Hewson's letting them listen to us on Radio 1 today, so he needs a shout. Otherwise, he's going to turn it off. I like it that the teacher demands a shout out, otherwise we're off. I don't think so, honey. That radio's going off.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Almost time for Oh, What's Occurring? Your chance to get some Scott Mills points. Yesterday, we subjected you to the Hoff singing. Question for you today. If, let's say, David Hasselhoff said to you, smell my finger, would you do it?
No. Well, how much for?
I'm not giving you monies.
Oh, right, I've just got to smell it. No, I wouldn't.
For points?
No.
Is that what we're saying?
Would you smell it? Yeah, oh, you must have done it already.
Always smelt it.
I wouldn't.
Well, I've got David Hasselhoff to dip his finger in some horseradish. Then I got five members of Radio 1 staff to smell his finger. That's the question on today's Oh, What's Occurring. How many out of those five would guess that that smell on David Hasselhoff's finger was horseradish? We've played this before. I'm surprised this hasn't been turned into some kind of TV show. Like, why has no one bought this?
Paris Hilton did it, didn't she?
Yeah, we play it with all the big American megastars because they love it.
Hi, I'm Paris Hilton. Smell my finger. Smell my finger. Hi, what's your name?
Freya.
Hey, Freya, smell my finger.
And it went on like that.
It's like musical chairs in America, isn't it? It's that common.
Yeah,
like
they love it.
Parties and stuff.
Have you heard that before, Chris?
I can't remember that one.
No,
that's
it's
amazing.
A good one. Yeah, it was a couple of years ago we did that with Paris. The game is back with the Hoff next.
Oh, what's occurring?
Okay, do you need some points? Here's an easy way to get them. I know what's occurring. So, it's another round of Smell My Finger, this time with David Hasselhoff. Some people are saying they'd be well too scared to smell the Hoff's finger. Come on in, it's fine. So, the answer is horseradish. We got the Hoff to dip his finger in some horseradish, five members of Radio 1 staff, then smelt his finger.
Does horseradish smell of anything?
I think so, yeah.
I know it, like, burns your mouth, but I've never noticed a smell.
It doesn't smell of horse.
Horse.
It doesn't.
Radish?
It has got a weird smell. So, my question, out of five members of Radio 1 staff, how many would guess that that smell on his finger is horseradish? If any TV execs are listening that want to take this up, get in touch, you know how to find me.
It's a very cheap format.
Very cheap, just dip their finger in whatever. Holly in Bristol says, I think one person. Lammy on Twitter says two of them will guess that it's horseradish. 4 out of 5 says a confident Hayley in Chelmsford. What are you saying?
I'm saying I'm going to go 3.
3 out of 5 would say it was horseradish?
I don't think it's distinctive enough to go for any more than that.
Becky?
I'm going to say 0 because it's not the sort of thing that comes into your head unless you've got beef in front of you.
Easy for you to say.
You don't think horseradish unless there's beef, do you?
No. Like, of all the things in the world...
Is that one?
No.
I don't think so.
You just don't... It never. Like, when have you been sat there with nothing else in your head? You're like, oh, horseradish.
It's a bit like tartars. You don't really go for that unless there's fish.
No.
So you're saying 0?
I'm going to big fat 0.
Oh, what's occurring?
Let's find out as the Hoff plays Smell My Finger. But how many would guess it was horseradish?
David Hasselhoff's Smell My Finger! Hey, what's your name?
I'm Julie.
Hi, Julie. Hi, I'm David Hasselhoff. Would you like to smell my finger?
Balsamic vinegar?
Wrong. It's horseradish. Smell my finger. Hi, you're cute. What's your name?
Oh, thanks. Jen, hi.
Hi, Jen. I'm David Hasselhoff.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Would you like to smell my finger?
There's an offer.
Okay.
Garlic something.
Wrong. It's horseradish. Smell my finger. Smell my finger. Smell my finger. Hello, it's the Hoff. Smell my finger. Alice. Oh, hello, Alice. You're in the back. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Would you like to smell my finger?
Sure, I would.
All right. Ooh.
Mustard.
Very close, mustard, but not... No. No. It's horseradish! Hi, I'm David Hasselhoff. Excuse me, what's your name?
Chris.
Hi, Chris. Smell my finger.
Is it flour paste?
Wrong! It's horseradish! Oh, hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
My name's Anna.
Hi, Anna. Hi. Would you like to smell my finger?
I'd love to. Is it hummus?
No, hummus is not among us.
Okay.
It's horseradish! And that was David Hasselhoff's Smell My Finger!
He has lost it.
Does he know what horseradish is? Because he seems so excited by it.
No idea.
He's like, it's not that exciting.
Horseradish! Becky, you were right. You said 0. 0 was correct. Give yourself 10 Scott Mills points. If you said none of them would get it, do the same.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.